Democrats and Republicans are trying to register as many voters as they can. Yesterday, Republicans launched their biggest voter drive ever from the cab of a semi named Reggie the Registration Rig. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Okay, so it was a little weird. Ed Gillespie, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, wearing a suit and tie, sitting in the driver's seat of a big red, white, and blue tractor trailer near the U.S. Capitol. Over the next 8 months, Republicans plan to take the rig to sites across the country where it shouldn't be so out of place, to race car events, county fairs, and farmers markets. The RNC wants to use the truck, with its sound system and wireless computers, to help sign up some 3 million new voters. Gillespie says 57 million Americans could vote but aren't registered, and he thinks a lot of them would be Republicans.
The first step in the process is registering them, bringing them into the process, and then we can identify them and turn them out on Election Day. And if you look at the Electoral College map, you know, four of the states that made a difference in the Electoral College last time were decided cumulatively by less than 20,000 votes.
He says the party's especially interested in boosting its numbers among Hispanics and African Americans, groups that historically lean Democratic. Democrats scoff at the new RNC road trip. They say their party and its allies, such as unions, routinely register voters and don't need gimmicks to attract them. One Democratic activist, David Lytle, calls the Republican registration rig Dolly the Diesel Diversion. But Lytle is not above a little gimmickry of his own. He heads an independent political group called the Committee to Redefeat the President, which launched its own registration drive this week.
Redefeat, because we beat him once and we'll beat him again. You know, he didn't win last time, and we need to make the margin this time large enough so that it's a margin that's too broad for the Republicans to be able to steal the election again.
Lytle and about 100 volunteers gathered at a Washington, D.C. bar as part of his group's efforts to register some 1 million new Democratic voters by November. Armed with a cell phone, a list of unregistered voters, and a pink Cosmopolitan, abortion rights advocate Danielle West called potential voters in Pennsylvania, which is a key battleground state.
Hi, may I speak to April, please? Hi, my name is Danielle West, and I'm calling to see if you would like to register to vote so that you can vote in the Pennsylvania Democratic primary next month.
But like others here, she's finding that making cold calls for voters isn't all that easy.
Are you sure? I mean, it's so important. This election is so important right now, especially if you do have two kids. I mean, every vote really does count.
Lytle says having volunteers who are willing to spend hours working the phones will make the difference in November. But signing up voters is only the beginning, says John Green, who's director of the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics at the University of Akron. Millions of those who register to vote never actually do.
Once you get people registered, you then have to convince them to vote for your candidate, and then finally actually get them to show up on Election Day. And those two-second steps are often very difficult to carry off.
But voter registration drives in themselves can help. They provide campaigns with lists of potential supporters to contact later on, and the Republicans hope to sign up new volunteers with their registration drive. Green says part of it is just good public relations.
One way to appear to be civic-minded is for the parties to be engaged in that first step of voter registration, rather than just in those subsequent steps of trying to get people to vote for their side.
Indeed, Republicans think it won't hurt to have a truck traveling the country with the party's message, racing to victory, prominently displayed on its side. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.